Earth holds no treasures, but perish wasting. However precious they be, yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hills of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, loved ones are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world with its sorrows, when in that home o'er the sea millions are singing the wonderful story?
Brighter its glory will be, joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me.
Let's pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather together as your church, to sing songs and praises, to come before your throne, gather around this table.
Amen.
Father, to worship you. Thank you so much for giving us the health that we have that we can be here. And Father, for those that are sick and unable to attend, we pray that you'll watch over and care for them in such a way that they can regain their normal walks in this life. And Father, we pray that they can be here with us as soon as possible. And for the shut-ins, Father, comfort them and help them through this day. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son into the world to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to teach us the things that you would have us to know, that if we live them out in our lives, Father, that we can have a home with you someday there in heaven. Thank you for the church that meets here at this place. We ask you to bless every member. Help us to determine to not only just be spiritual in our hearts, but Father, to live spiritual lives that we can influence others to come and worship with us and to learn about you. And Father, we would pray for the others to become sons of yours. Thank you for the blessings that we have in this life. Every blessing that we have comes from you. Thank you for letting us be in Christ to receive these blessings that you give us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to live in this country that's to enjoy its freedoms, Father, and we realize the bounty that it has, that we may share that our lives with other people to help them even throughout the world. We're grateful for the church and its giving to those who are in need and spreading the gospel to other places. For your blessings to us, help us to glorify your name in other places. We pray for the leaders of this land, Father, that they're looking to you for our guidance. Not to man's wisdom, Father, but to yours. We pray that we can once again honor you and be a nation that includes your words and your knowledge and your help for us to live. Father, we pray for those nations that are round about us that don't know who you are, that somehow, some way, that we can spread your word in such a way that they'll have an opportunity to learn of you and to do your will. Father, we're grateful for those that serve this country as first responders, for the policemen, the firemen. We pray for the doctors and the nurses that help us to stay well, that are working so hard during this period of time. Bless them, Father, and help them to do their job. Father, we pray that we can be more like Jesus every day in our lives. We look to him for our leadership, and Father, we'd like to be like him. Help us to study your word, to learn of him, to put the things that, to our hearts. We may live them out in our lives that we can be more like Jesus every day. We realize, Father, that in our lives we have sin. We have missed the mark. And Father, we pray that you'll forgive us, that you'll help us to overcome our weaknesses, and Father, we pray that we may stand justified in your sight. We ask you now, Father, to continue to go with us through this service, through this day. Father, we owe everything to you that we have. And Father, help us to use it in such a way to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Be seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 376. 376.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood.
Dear Lord, we take this cup, fruit of the vine, precious the blood, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. this time we're going to get back what we have promised or worked back to the church. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have 18 present this morning. You forgot yourself again, James. today is February 27th, 2020. My, that time is moving on. Let's mark our song books. Our song of invitation will be number 687. 687. Once you've got that marked, then let's turn to number 210, 210.
Taught by Jesus in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be condemned. Notice what Jesus' conditions of salvation were. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The one who does not believe, there's nothing future that he'll do, because he will not be saved from his unbelief. Think about that in this relationship And we talk about the person who is serving God today, who's baptized into Christ. How are we to live? How are we to act from day to day? Jesus knew that he would not always be here on this earth. And in John chapter 16, he talks to his disciples about the fact that he would be going back to the Father and that they would see him no more. I read here in John chapter 16 and at verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me not, and of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things the Father hath of mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. You'll notice in this connection the disciples would be endued with the Holy Spirit of truth in John 16 at verse 13, and that he would guide them into all truth. The rest of the New Testament Bible written by various ones who were guided by this Holy Spirit into telling the truth. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, and beginning at verse 1, you'll see something that the person baptized into Christ needs to do. The baptism takes place back in Romans chapter 6. And Paul writes to the brethren there, and shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Howbeit, as many of us as were baptized into the death of Christ were raised to walk in newness of life. They were baptized believers already. And he said, I beseech you, brethren, verse chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You'll notice in this regard, here's how we are to live. I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is the way of life that we're to live. This is the way of life that we're to do. After he describes baptism in Romans chapter 6 and verse 18, there's no doubt about it when he says that God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you, being then made free from sin. You became the servants of righteousness. When they become the servants of doing what was right, when they were baptized into the death of Christ and raised to walk in newness of life. That's why we teach baptism, because it was taught there as the time in which we separate our lives from the sins of the past and we line up with God altogether in regard to his way of life. We submit our bodies a living sacrifice, thinking of God, concentrating on him and his will being done in our daily walk of life. And when we have that will of God to be done in our daily walk of life, it pleases him. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, changed, transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. When we find our minds so corrected, and we find ourselves saying, well, I didn't do this right. I didn't say these words right. I didn't act right on this occasion. I need to apologize for that. I need to apologize because the Lord would not bless that way that I did. He will bless the way that I follow, transform my mind. By the renewing of my mind, I will have it transformed and prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's the way of life for me to follow. That's the way of life for me to do. In Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 22, he tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. You'll notice in regard to countries of the world that deny the existence of God and deny to allow people to worship God and bow before God and do His will from day to day, as the Russians are seeking to do in Armenia this very morning, seeking to discourage them from doing whatever they will to do in regard to the God of heaven. But they will be faithful brethren there who will suffer death because they bow before the God of heaven. They bow before His way. And Jerry Moore over in Holly Springs knows those brethren and wants us to pray for those brethren all the way through this situation. But we know that some of them they'll have their lives taken because they practice that which is allowed to them to do under the Armenian government. Freedoms that they have now been deprived from them by Russia's attacks. And thus they find themselves wondering what's going to happen and what will be the result of that. We don't know. But we do know that faithful brethren will find themselves faithful to the Lord. And as they're faithful to the Lord, they'll put these things into their life. The fruit of the Spirit, love. Love didn't bring about the putting of these bombs over there on the capital of Armenia. Joy. If they had joy, they wouldn't be rejoicing in that. Peace. They certainly wouldn't have peace as a part of their talk and their way of life when they talk about that. Long-suffering and gentleness and goodness, faith and meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. There's no law that's against that in reasonable countries of the world. When you have reasonableness to rule, you have no law against these things being practiced by people. When they practice these things against their government, wouldn't you be surprised to see the faces of people who work in their various capitals and their various rulership? If they had somebody walk in with love and peace and joy, long-suffering and gentleness about their way of life. Where did you get this attitude? Where did you get this mannerism? I got this from the Lord, from the Bible, from the teaching of God's Word, from the Holy Spirit who directed the apostles to preach this and teach this and write this down so that it would be that way. He closes out in Galatians chapter 5, verse 26 by saying that we walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. We don't live that way of life. We don't live that way of life because we don't do that. We don't do that to practice that way of life. We walk in the Spirit of God. If we live in the Spirit, we walk in that Spirit. We walk in that way of life. Now, there was a time where the early apostles in that early prayer time, without the value of the revelation of God's Word and the Bible itself, they had miracles that went along with them to prove that they were from God, to prove that they were teaching the message of God. And there were those who were unbelievers who saw that that miracle was being done. And they did not deny it. They didn't reject it. They didn't find themselves rejecting these people until later on. They talked about it, and they talked about it enough to find that they would punish them even unto death. And they would get victory. But that was not true. They did not get victory at the death of these people. These people taught their children. They taught their grandchildren. They taught the people around about them. They had people to stand up for them. And as a result, they had a way of life that they could live. That's what He told us to do. And that's the message that He has for we who are baptized into Christ. we find this baptism is just the beginning. And as he describes that in Romans 6, that's what he described, didn't he? Romans 6:18, when he said that, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered to you. What's the form of doctrine? The only form of doctrine mentioned in that sixth chapter and in the book of Romans. That form of doctrine that they were given. A baptism into the death of Christ and a raising to walk in newness of life. He says you were baptized in Christ. When you found that new way of life and you found yourself following that way of life, you found a way of righteousness that you could practice. And thus you could do what was right. You could do the right kind of talking, the right kind of acting, the right kind of behavior, the right kind of judgment, the right kind, because you found yourself a part of Christ Jesus. That's the way of life that he wants us to follow. And as you read along here in Galatians in chapter 5 and in Romans chapter 12, you'll see a number of things that he says to them that are living under the Roman Empire, under a day and time when they were rough on them and rough in their ways, and it's sad that they were. But they were told to be people who did not give it in like kind. They did not find themselves punishing and hurting others. They found themselves abiding with that situation, going on with it until such a time as they could make changes in life in government. I want to read just a little part of the close of that Romans chapter 12. He says in verse number 15, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. That's what he said to do. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. In so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That's the way of life to live. In the midst of a war and conflict, that's the way for brethren to live. I know it's easier to be said here on this side, but it's easier for those who know what the Bible tells people baptized into Christ to do and to be. That's the way it tells them to be. Servants of the Lord, recompense to no man evil for evil, but provide things honest in the sight of all men. That's what the scriptures say. And that's what we read. We have no further to go than in Romans chapter 12 and Galatians chapter 5, but to see the details that he gives as guided by the Holy Spirit to write these particular messages to the church there in reference to the way that they're to live after being baptized into Christ. When they were baptized into Christ, they were made new. They were provided a new example. They could now live in such a way that they day by day serve the righteousness of God. And in serving the righteousness of God, they were not recompensing unto man evil for evil. They were looking for opportunities to serve in goodness and good ways. And that's the way of real ultimate victory in Christ Jesus. Well, thank you for your listening today and your study with me. If anyone's subject to Jesus' invitation, as this song says today, you can come to him in just a step as we stand together and sing.
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey. Come for he loves you so. Only a step, only a step. Come for he bled for you and I. He's the same loving soul.
Jane today, she's having a ball with Olivia though. She's had a time, taking her to Walmart, taking her to other places. Oh my, she's had a ball down that way. Taking her, and while her parents are going to the CYC program up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Yeah. And so they're having a big program that way, and they do that every year. And she caught a call from Greg and Beth and said, would you like to come down? She didn't have time to say, yes, I would, before they said, thank you very much. And so you went down. She'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. I hope she can do safely drive back home. Good to be with y'all. Thank you so very much for being here today. Tonight, our service is 6 o'clock, and we'll finish up on this idea of what we should do as we are baptized believers. God bless you all. You can hear it on the internet site as we will record this, and we'll put it on overnight so it'll be there tomorrow. To be heard by anybody. God bless y'all in every way.
Sermon number 482.
Oh, land of rest for thee, thy sighing will the moment come. When I shall lay my heart beside and rest in thee. Sick, mentioned here today, and